Chances are you've never seen the oceanic white-tipped sharks that live in tropical waters like the Gulf of Mexico. Researchers say the shark has always been rare. But a new study of the white-tipped shark tells a very different story. As recently as 50 years ago, the white-tip may have outnumbered all other big fish in the Gulf. NPR's John Nielsen has more.
Back in the 50s, it was relatively easy to hook a giant trophy fish in the Gulf of Mexico. The hard part was getting your prize up into your boat before the shark showed up. Ransom Myers studies fishing trends at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia.
When Ernest Hemingway was fishing for blue marlin in the Gulf of Mexico, a huge problem was the fact when you caught a marlin, the sharks would attack it and you'd only just get part of the marlin back.
It's said that Hemingway solved that problem by mounting machine guns on his fishing boat. Myers and his present-day colleagues don't think he spent a lot of time shooting at white-tip sharks.
People thought that the oceanic white-tip shark in the Gulf was rare because it simply wasn't seen very often in the open waters.
But then, last year, one of Myers' students dug up an obscure 50-year-old study of marine life in the Gulf of Mexico. Federal researchers had dragged long lines studded with thousands of hooks back and forth across the Gulf. Myers was stunned by the number of white-tipped sharks they pulled in.
They used to be 300 times more abundant than they are now.
Myers says he later read other studies from the 1950s. They seemed to show that at the time, this shark was common in tropical waters all over the world.
And in fact, some of the earlier researchers suggested that this species was the most abundant large vertebrate in the world.
Myers says there are no facts to go with that speculation, but in a way, it doesn't matter. What matters to Myers, what amazes him, is that a shark that may have once outnumbered the American bison at its height could fall so far, so fast, and so quietly.
What's kind of amazing, we humans think we know so much, right? That this is a really obvious, very big, an animal you would notice, right? You know, big teeth, bigger than you are, swims around, and it was gone with no one noticing.
Myers doesn't know what happened to the white-tipped shark. He suspects that many died when they got caught up in the long lines. He suspects that others died when their fins were cut off by fishermen feeding an apparently bottomless Asian market for shark fin soup. Fishermen and government scientists have been critical of Myers' work, even though they all agree that there are fewer big fish in the oceans than there used to be. A spokesman for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says Myers has, quote, a tendency to draw extremely broad conclusions from limited data sets, adding that this latest paper seemed to prove that point by comparing detailed records kept by scientists with less detailed records kept by present-day fishermen who may have been trying to avoid sharks. But Carl Safina, president of the nonprofit Blue Ocean Institute, says he has a different bone to pick. Why should anybody have to prove the need to help the white-tipped sharks of the world?
It's like saying, what would be the effects of wiping out all the lions, all the tigers, all the bears? The first concern is that you wipe them out. It's really only after that that you worry about what the effects are, because you've lost these really amazing animals.
NOAA's latest survey of the state of the nation's fisheries reports that many sharks are now recovering from years of overfishing, or at least no longer declining. The white-tipped shark is never mentioned in this report due to what's referred to as a lack of solid data. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.